Brain Hacks, Everyday Mind Magic for Creating the Life You Want. Written by Keith Barry and read by Aidan Kelly. Here's a little secret. Nobody is born with confidence. In the same way that you are not born with the ability to ride a bicycle, drive a golf ball onto a fairway, or drive a car, you are not born with confidence. Confidence is a trait or skill you pick up and learn as you go through life. The amount of confidence you have at this moment in time has been influenced by your experiences in life so far. People who lack confidence have, unfortunately for them, had their abilities, their looks, their thoughts, and their ideas put down and knocked over time by teachers, coaches, schoolmates, peers, strangers, or even friends and family. So those doubts you have in your mind that you can't do that, you're not good enough, not beautiful enough, not tall enough, not skinny enough, not intelligent enough, and everything in between, have all been learned. Confidence is like a brick wall. Every snide remark, every put-down, and every bad online interaction can chip away at the mortar, dislodge the bricks, or even knock the whole wall down altogether. Often unintentionally, some of this chipping and dislodging of bricks can come from our parents or siblings. Our brains are like sponges. Information from all kinds of sources drips onto that sponge daily, and everything, both the good and the bad, gets soaked up. If you are constantly being drip-fed the idea that you can't do something, or that you are stupid or somehow less important than anybody else in the room, then you are eventually going to believe that. Consequently, you will have little or no confidence in yourself. I was lucky enough to have very supportive parents and a pretty idyllic childhood, but I've also had my own confidence knocked on more than one occasion. My sister Michelle and I had a great upbringing on the outskirts of Waterford City in the south of Ireland. We lived about 6 kilometres from the city centre, down a dark country road surrounded by fields in the then rural area named Williamstown. Further out the road, there were quite a few big houses built by doctors, lawyers and businessmen, earning the road the nickname Millionaire's Row. But we lived in a modest 3-bedroom bungalow with a decent-sized garden, situated next door to my mother's parents. My grandfather, or Gaga as we called him, grew his own vegetables and worked on the land for various neighbours. He was also the only person in my family who ever showed me a magic trick. When I was very small, he used to do a trick with a piece of twine that involved putting it in his mouth, tying the middle of it to his finger, which touched his nose, and then pulling it through his finger with his other hand. I've only remembered him doing this recently, but maybe subconsciously that little trick, which I still don't know how to do, sparked my initial interest in magic. When I was old enough to begin my education, my primary school was just a short walk across the fields behind our back garden. My mother and I used to hop the ditch every morning to begin the journey. On the way, we would pass cattle and sheep, and in spring it wasn't uncommon to have witnessed a calf, foal or lamb being born before I sat down at my school desk. Waterpark Junior School was an all-boys school and was quite strict. While corporal punishment was banned in 1982, it was 1996 before it was made a criminal offence, so sometimes crude ways of enhancing our knowledge were used, like the splinter stick.